6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, last half hour of this Christmas Eve show, Tuesday, December 24th, 2024 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. Gary, I'm sending you the phone number to Stacy over at Dr. Gary Willey's Sheboygan Chiropractic Office, 323 North Main Street in Sheboygan. That phone number, 231-627-4300. 231-627-4300. There you go. And then go to the website, Trucker Randy Health. Let me start doing that. Click on stem cell patches. Click on stem cell patches. Okay, there you go. I promise, I said at the end of the show, but I wanted to do it before I lose you in all the text messages. Let's see. Downstate Kim, have a blessed Merry Christmas, says, best pulled pork ever at the Fun Shoot Pig Roast, and loved the carrot cake too. Yes, Ian did the pulled pork. He'll do it again this year. And I'm going to email him Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake recipe right after the show. I'm going to email it to him, so he can hopefully bake one, taste test it, and then put it on the menu. Oh, yeah. Stacy said, I heard you were looking for your pictures. So she videotaped it. She goes, so here you go. Let's watch this. Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, be darned. This is on my right shoulder. I'll be dang. You know what? I'm going to take a screenshot. Let's see. If you guys would like to see this photograph I just screenshotted of the video, Stacy took a video of it when she was doing the treatment. Let me see if she's talking during this video. Click on, oh, that's the screenshot. You got to go to the message. Click on that, go to Stacy. There it is.
Yeah.
Okay, she talks about the goggles. So anyway, I took a screenshot. This was of my right shoulder that has been surgically replaced. Oh, Brett Gooding, will you stop whining about the stupid walnuts? I hope Ian does the carrot cake without walnuts. No, he's not. He's going to do it with the walnuts. You know what? Have you tasted my carrot cake with the walnuts? Because I can't believe the amount of walnuts that I put into it. And then I pulverize them. They're powder. They're literally powdered walnuts that I put into the cake. Speck of walnut that's in one piece. Okay, arguing for you, Brett, in the background. Randy Walker says, I'm with Brett. Okay, you know what? I'll tell Ian to make the walnuts optional. He can make one with nuts and one without. There you go. Gary says, thank you. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Same to you, Gary. Have a blessed and Merry Christmas, sir. Just go to that website. Up by my left ear in that photograph is an orange link to the stem cell patches. get a hold of Missy, her office, and they can take care of you. But I highly, highly recommend the I cannot wait to go and get my second treatment. I'm going to be up there before, hopefully before 2 p.m. But if you want to see the picture, just text me. Let's see. TRS. Trucker Randy Shoulder. I hear you're looking for your pictures. I video it. Here you go. This is a picture of the video. It's not the video itself, but it's a picture of the video of the red laser light on my surgically replaced right shoulder. So if you want to see that picture, text me TRS, Trucker Randy Shoulder, and I'll send that to you. It's saved in my photo file, so I can get that to you guys. Let's see. Okay, enough of that. Let's go to this last story I want to get into real quick before we run out of time. Midterm elections, folks. The primary in August, the November general election. We've got to have the same turnout that we just had for the presidential election, November 5th, 2024. Repeat performance. Why? Because it's going to be critically important who becomes the next governor of the state of Michigan. Had to have a sip of my coffee. Oh, shoot. I didn't turn off my sound. Let me turn off my sound. Text messages blowing up. Sorry about that. Former... I can't even believe this is happening, but it's a story. I got to talk about it. Former Attorney General lawyer Mike Cox has formed an exploratory committee to consider explore the possibility of running for governor in 2026. Republican former Attorney General Mike Cox says Mike Cox 2026 fundraising committee is to explore a possible run for governor, and went on to say, I'm not goofing around. Cox, who represented sexual abuse victims in civil cases against the University of Michigan, told MERS News Service yesterday, his committee is exploratory for now, and a decision on whether he will be running will come after New Year's Day. I think Michigan is in a mess right now and needs some people to stand up and fight for it, he said, adding that the state is ranked fourth worst, 46 out of 50 states, for illiteracy, seventh highest in unemployment, and 42nd in education. It's pretty compelling that we need a dramatic change. And if nothing else, I think people know from my time in office that I fight for what I believe in and I can win statewide office. I've done it before. Of course, referring to him being the attorney general. The fact that I formed a committee signals I'm pretty damn serious, quote unquote, said Mike Cox. Oh, here we go. Another politician swearing as part of his campaign. Whitmer ran on fixing the damn roads. Well, now he's pretty damn serious. Well, I'm pretty serious, Mike Cox, when I say this. No way in heck would I be willing to support you, endorse you. Yeah, I won't even have you on my show if you decide to run for governor. I am so fed up with these old candidates recycling every 4 to 8 years, coming back into the state. No, sorry, not interested. I don't know if he's been living here in Michigan the whole time, but him and Laura, they need to go away. Just like Mike Rogers needed to go away was rammed down our throats to be the nominee for U.S. Senate and got his butt kicked by Elisa Slotkin for U.S. Senator. Now we're stuck with her for the next 36 years. Sorry, not interested, Mike. You're going to make an announcement sometime after New Year's Day? Well, hopefully the answer is no. I'm not going to run. Unbelievable. Cox served as the Michigan State Attorney General from 2003 through 2010, when he then ran for governor, finishing third behind former Governor Rick Snyder. Came in third, also behind Pete Hoekstra. Snyder was at the top. Hoekstra came in second. Cox came in third. Not interested, Mike. Move on, sir. Cox served in the U.S. Marine Corps before graduating from the University of Michigan back in 1986. He earned his Juris Doctorate from the U of M Law School in 1989. He worked for the Oakland County Prosecutor's Office until 1990, when he then took a job down in Wayne County. Cox, of course, is married to former state representative, former chair of the Michigan Republican Party, Laura Cox. He was elected attorney general in 2002 and reelected in 2006. Now, that's interesting, because that was the Jennifer Granholm days, right? Granholm passed the torch to Snyder. She was governor in 2002 and 2006 elections. Mike Cox won attorney general as a Republican. Interesting. Well, it doesn't matter. Sorry, not interested. Well, Mike Cox's name, along with, and I can't believe I'm even going to report this, but here you go. This is according to MERS News Service. John James, congressman from Shelby, Perry Johnson, Tudor Dixon, and others have been floated as possible gubernatorial candidates on the Republican side so far. John James, Tudor Dixon, Mayor Pete Buttigieg on the Democrat side. They have others. We'll get to the Democrat side here. And, of course, Mike Duggan running as an independent. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269 269- 866-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Mike Cox's name, along with U.S. Congressman John James, Perry Johnson, and Tudor Dixon, possibly being floated to be gubernatorial candidates on the Republican side in 2026. Mike Cox, no. John James, no. Perry Johnson, no. Tudor Dixon, no. It's that simple. I'm done with all these has-beens, these losers. Mike Cox came in third in 2010. So you're going to wait 16 years and run again? Sorry, Mike, not interested. John James, you need to stay in Congress. That's your spot, that's your slot, that's your place in life. Become a multimillionaire as a congressman in Washington, representing my own former Shelby Township where I was born and raised. Stay there. Perry Johnson. Perry, I know you're rich. I know you got a ton of money. But you're not going to buy the governorship. And Tudor Dixon, sorry, I'm done with you. We need a businessman, not a businesswoman, a businessman to be our candidate in 2026. Somebody that can fix the state of Michigan. Mike Cox says Michigan is messed up. It's not messed up. It's broken. It needs to be fixed. So you're already misspeaking. I think Michigan is in a mess right now. No, it's not in a mess. It's broken and needs to be fixed. We need a smart businessman. Yes, I am going to be absolutely a male chauvinist pig when it comes to supporting a candidate for governor in 2026. I am done with women governors. Don't even run, Tudor. Not interested. Well, on the Democrat side, the number one leading contender, current Democrat Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Another woman, Senator Mallory McMorrow from Royal Oak. Lieutenant Governor, the Communist Garland Gilchrist. And the gay, openly gay U.S. Transportation Secretary, former Mayor Pete Buttigieg of Traverse City, are all considering running on the Democrat side. Meanwhile, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan has already announced his run as an independent. So, there you go, folks. Merry Christmas. Those are leading contenders possibly considering running for governor in 2026. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take the day off to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to have a beautiful Christmas day. Actually, I'll be watching some football. We're going to come back. We're going to have a couple days. We will be back Thursday and Friday to wrap up this week. Monday starts the winding down of the year. Monday, December 30th. Tuesday, the 31st. New Year's Day, more football. And then it's game on, baby. Thursday, January 2nd. We are going to get organized. We are going to grow parties. We're going to be educated at different venues and events. We are going to have fun and party in 2025 while doing it. We're going to prepare for 2026. As these candidates announce, if they're worthy of being on the show, I'll have them on the show. If I don't think they're worthy, they won't be on the show. Am I going to be prejudiced and biased between who I have on the show? No. I'll have them on the show, but they may not want to come on the show. Because I'm going to hold them accountable. I'm going to ask tough questions. I want to know exactly how Mike Cox feels he's a businessman and would know how to fix Michigan. Not that it's in a mess, but it's broken and needs to be fixed. What's your answer to that question? Perry Johnson, other than being a gazillionaire, why in the heck would we vote for you to be governor, to be our Republican candidate to defeat Jocelyn Benson or Mike Duggan from Detroit? Tudor Dixon, honestly, the interview would not go good for you, Tudor. You don't want to be on my show. I've already said I'm going to be a male chauvinist pig. You're a woman. Why would I want you on my show? I'm sick and tired of these governor, women governor, especially the Democrats. Jennifer Granholm, now 8 years of Whitmer, cannot allow Jocelyn Benson to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. We need a strong businessman to kick her butt in November of 2026. And we need you guys to get out the vote just like you did on November 5th of this year for the president. Absolutely got to do it. Got to do it. Well, that's it for today. Have a blessed and Merry Christmas. In the meantime, though, we're going back to the music, Christmas Carols on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. We'll see you on the radio on Thursday, everybody. God bless.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention